Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
I think BA is
he's
ready.
Right?
He had the call last night.
He has to clean
does.
Up LeBron's on-court microphone
on,
bit when
man.
He dropped an F-bomb at the end.
BA's
already in New York on to his next assignment, but you were in L.A. last night, Brian Anderson on Turner. So, just you know, you've had so many big moments. Last time we had you on, I think when Judge was approaching, you know, Maris's record, and he had Steph Curry's at Madison Square Garden when he became the all-time three-point king. But this is the scoring title, and Kareem was there. So what was the energy last night, BA, in L.A.?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was the whole scene down there, the whole ecosystem of that show and just being in L.A. And, I mean, everywhere you look, there's celebrities, athletes. It was just a bunch of NBA players were there, which you never see. So there were, aside from the two teams that were playing in the game, there were three other teams that were in Los Angeles, the Clippers, the Bucks, and the Mavericks, and they all had players there. We were hunting them all game, trying to show them. Most of them were hiding, but I did see a few players from the Bucks, and so it's like just one of those amazing places to be, you know, and I'm just really honored that I was able to be there and call it and, you know, to see something that, I don't know, Chick Hearn said it 38 years ago that he thought we'd never see it again, and then now we're seeing it again. So I hesitate to say we'll never see it again, but, man, LeBron's going to be up there over 40,000 when all this is over, and I don't know. I can't see it at this point.
The great Brian Anderson is joining us. He had the call last night. LeBron, for the record, he passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. So you know this, B.A., everybody likes to talk legacies and what this means. And so what does this mean that LeBron is the all-time leading scorer in the history of the game?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it means. I mean, I don't really I love the narrative, and it certainly drives sports talk and water cooler discussion on who the greatest of all time is. But I think you can just put, you know, that group of guys all in the same category and then have it out with debates on who you think is the best. But, you know, for me, he's on that Mount Rushmore of all-time great players. And, you know, if you choose to debate over Michael Jordan or Wilt or Kareem or LeBron, that's cool. I don't really do that. I just like the fact that he's captured this record. I think what's most amazing about it is that he's top four in all-time assists. And, he's got a chance, like a real chance, to end up maybe second or at least third. At some point, Chris Paul's ahead of him and still playing, but, you know, LeBron's got, I think, a number of years ahead of him. He's at the top of his game still. That's what is amazing to me, is that he's still functioning this way as a 38-year-old. But I think the fact that he's the top scorer and going to be top two or three assists when it's all said and done, that's pretty remarkable.
You know, when we had you on when you were there to chronicle Steph passing Ray Allen at Madison Square Garden, I was trying to wrap my brain around the significance of the record, and you summarized it by saying the record is important to Steph, so it is important. But the NBA was formed in 1946. We did not have a three-point shot in the NBA, BA, until Chris Ford, the late, great Chris Ford, made one in 79-80. So when you look at it, yes, LeBron has scored more points than Kareem, 38,390 to Kareem's legendary 38,387. But for half of Kareem's career, there was no three-point shot in the NBA, and you guys showed the highlight of the one he made in the left baseline, where LeBron made 2,237 threes. Different rules you're an historian of all the sports, obviously baseball, and a lot of people think Henry Aaron's the all-time home run king and not Barry Bonds. Very different set of circumstances, but because of the rule change, significant rule change, where you add an extra point if you make a shot from 23-9 and 22 in the baseline, how do we compare Kareem's total with LeBron's total?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think it's proprietary. You can take whatever stance you want, and if you're from that generation, you have strong arguments that the three-point line added points, the wide open style of play allowed for more points, more scoring. I mean, you know, in that context, Michael Jordan, what he did and the way he scored the ball and what was, I mean, has to be considered the roughest time and most and he wasn't 7'1" that could reach over with a skyhook. So, yeah, I think all those debates are valid, and I love for everybody to take their stance, whatever they feel like, and it's good to talk about. I don't really, I don't think of it that way because you play the game in the era in which you were born into, and for LeBron, he actually saw the game change. You know, he's played long enough where the game's literally changed during his time, and I think everybody has their place. Same with the Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds discussion. So, I mean, if you're a strong Hank Aaron supporter, you're always going to support that with great evidence that why Hank Aaron is the true home run king. Certainly in Milwaukee, that's a strong sentiment. But, you know, Barry Bonds has the number, and LeBron James has the number. So that's the number we honor, and that's pretty much the end of the argument right there, I think, whoever's got the number.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Our good friend Brian Anderson, BA, called LeBron's record breaker. And I know you. It's not about you and you're humble and everything, but you just always do such a tremendous job in these big moments. So thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, man. It is a real – it's a real honor to be a part of it and just witness it and, you know, just make sure you do it right. You know, I had my fair share of mistakes, and you learn from them. And, you know, like Greg can speak to this too, and I learned a lot of this from Greg, is the best part of it is when you know you've done your best and you're of, like, sound mind and you're calm and you're in the moment, fully immersed, and you're not thinking about, like, how many viewers, and you're not thinking outside in, you're inside out. And that took me a long time to get there. But once you get there, for a broadcaster, that's a sweet spot, because it just, you know, it frees you up and you lay your voice over it, and whatever it is, and hopefully it goes well and people receive it well. But that's the best I could do with it. And so that's the way it is. So I'm just like, I can't believe I was in the middle of that. You know, it felt like for so long in my career, I couldn't even, you know, get a break to get out of the minor leagues and, you know, minor league baseball. And then all of a sudden, like the last decade, this flurry of moments, like this fire hose of moments have come my way, from Roy Halladay's no-hitter to Trevor Hoffman's 600 save, the first of 600, and some great moments with Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder on the local TV side, and then like all the NCAA tournaments and Curry's three-point shot and the walk-offs and the postseason, and now LeBron. It's just
Aaron really Judge. You were right there with Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he did. So he didn't. He didn't hit the home run.
No,
when
no,
I was
you
with
were on
him,
the watch.
So I felt like I jinxed him, but I, you know, but I was there, and we were ready.
Yeah.
We were prepared and ready to do it.
And you're on to the next. You already took the red eye from LA to New York, and going to do Brooklyn tonight against Chicago. What's the buzz in Brooklyn post Kyrie trade, and what do you think they do to help Kevin Durant in the next 24 hours or so?
Oh man, that's such a huge question. I can tell you the buzz is the absolute relief to shed themselves of Kyrie Irving. I think they did great in the trade. Now what they do next is going to be really interesting. I think the Mavericks also have a move or two or three that they're trying to do as well to kind of support the Kyrie Irving acquisition. So, you know, I don't think they're done. They don't feel like they're whole, the Mavericks. And I think the Nets feel like they just, you know, they finally cut bait. As we say in the South, fish are cut bait, and they finally cut bait, and it was just a disaster. I mean, total disaster how all of that went down. And, you know, Kyrie is just not a trustworthy player at this point, as great as it is. And as much as I love watching him play, he's not a trustworthy player right now. And hopefully he changes that narrative. But I think the Nets had seen enough. And I think they're anxious to move on. And, you know, I think their new pieces will play tomorrow. That's what we're hoping for. Spencer Dinwiddie was there last night. Dorian Finney-Smith was in the building last night. They didn't play, so hopefully they'll play in our game and they can have a, you know, more substantial roster. And then they get Durant back after the All-Star break, so that'll certainly give them a full picture of what they can be. And I think they still may have a move or two in them. We'll see. There's been a lot of talk about Cam Thomas, who's just lighting it up. It's like remember Lin Sanity? So it's like Cam.
Jeremy
Sanity
Lin,
right now,
of course,
here
that Friday night
in
against
New
the
York.
I mean, 38, yeah.
Unbelievable string of this three games never been done. He's the youngest player to ever post this many points in a three-game span in the NBA, in the history of the NBA. So be interesting to see what happens there, too, because, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie's going to need the ball.
Great stuff. B.A., thank you so much, and great work as always. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Great to be with you guys.
Appreciate you, brother. Have a good call.
Okay, Greg.
Chasing history.
There you go. The great Brian Anderson from TNT had the call for a LeBron.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.